Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's October 11, 2023. I'm Benjamin, and tonight we're doing our twice monthly individual and group healing call. This is where people get in the hot seat to receive healing, but the allies most generously make sure we all get plenty of healing, whether we're live or on the recording. So welcome to all who are here live. Welcome if you're on the recording. Even if you're on the recording, you should get plenty of bounce back healing. And you also get to support those in the hot seat through the magic of the Akashic Records, which is beyond time and space. Cool stuff. So as we begin, as usual, I'm going to set up the usual sacred container. So I do ask, as always, for your complete attention, if you possibly can. The more you're fully present as if you were right here in the room with me, the better your experience and everyone else's experience is going to be. Remember, whether you're live or on the recording, the quality of attention you hold will affect everybody else. So let's all work together to create the best possible experience. If you need to leave early, that's fine. Just ask the allies to ease you out. Okay. And let me just acknowledge those folks who are here live. Welcome to Angela, Autumn, Cass, Jim, Faye, Jeannie, Laura, Lauren, Marilyn, Monica, Pete, Risa, Roberta, and Richard. So glad you're all here, and also glad that everyone else is here on the recording. Thank you very much. All right, so please close your eyes. Oh, also, this event usually lasts around 90 minutes, just so you know how to manage your time. So close your eyes, feel your body and your energy body the best you can. Just get your baseline. My yawning is not about fatigue. Energy is starting to move. And one of the ways I release heavy energy is by yawning. Okay, just relax and feel energy moving if you can. Otherwise, feel your breath come and go passively while I set up the sacred container. As always, all the allies I call are of high vibration and benevolent intent. One more yawn and I'll get going. Pachamama Mama Kia Wirakocham Inti Kwee. I am that I am. Good start. To prepare myself, I call my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, higher vibrational awareness. Higher self, please run this thing to the greatest extent that serves highest good through Benjamin. Thank you. For all of us, we call Spirit Song's higher self, Ama the Hugging Saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in Service to the Infinite Creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us and this work. We call all other high vibration, benevolent angels whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati. We call Saima. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the spirit of the French Broad River. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Mount Everest, Apu Mauna Loa, Apu Mount Kilimanjaro, Apu Ayers Rock, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Thank you. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around the sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Excellent. Everyone just feel a container. Anybody who wishes to call in any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, feel free to call them now, whether you're live or on the recording. We'll leave a moment for them to join us. Alrighty, thank you. So everyone just feel how you feel now. Feel your body, your energy body, the space around you. See how it feels. Okay, we got a good container. So as always, I do a sequence of people into the hot seat. Let me first allow unmuting. First, I'm going to call anyone who has never been in the hot seat before on this event. So if there's anyone here who would like to receive healing, who has never done this before on a individual and group healing call, feel free to unmute yourself now. And we'll leave. Oh, Monica, hi.
Hi, Benjamin.
How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. Yeah, and somebody put in the chat that we haven't done the embodied awakening yet, have we?
You know, you are so right. So thank you all for catching me. I am fallible. So let's all do that together, and that's going to make us work together better as a team. So I did jump the gun on that. Okay, so Monica, if you could bear with me just a moment while we take care of that. So everyone, please relax and just become aware of your physical and energetic bodies. Just get your baseline. And now we're going to invite our higher self to join us in our bodies to get the strongest embodied awakening that we can. So if you would say the following to your higher self out loud, if you can, silently, if you must. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. And now relax, let the words go, and just be really passive. Based on what I'm feeling, most of you are having the energy come in nicely through the top of your head and saturating your body like water soaking into a sponge. So please just stay completely passive and let your higher self fill you to the greatest extent that serves highest good, giving you the strongest awakening that you can hold comfortably. You get distracted, just come back and feel the energy again. If you can't feel the energy, just feel your breath come and go. And also, I recommend using the least amount of effort needed to even feel what's happening. For many of you, that will be no effort at all. Even without even trying, you'll kind of just naturally feel what's happening. And that's great if you can do it at zero. If not, just use barely enough effort to feel the incoming energy. We'll leave just a moment longer. Feels like it's coming in pretty good. That feels pretty good. Okay. All right, that feels good. Okay, so Monica, would you like to come back online? So
yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Did you feel like you got into embodied awakening there, Monica?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Good. Okay. All right. So since you haven't been in the hot seat before, have you been on the call as a participant other than the hot seat?
I have not. I don't know. Just I've listened to them in the archives.
Oh, okay. So you have a sense of how this works.
Yes.
So, but basically, I always verbalize it though, because there may be someone here for the first time live or on the archive. Okay. So the person in the hot seat is going to receive healing from the folks on the live call and from the people on the archive recording. And we're all going to do holo read invocation and just flow through to you. The job of the person in the hot seat is to tell me as concisely as possible just what you would like to be different by the time this healing round is done. So again, we don't need the backstory. We don't need the whole history of the ailment. Just simply as possible, what would you like to be different by the time we're done, if we can make that happen?
Oh, I would like to have my eyesight improved. Over the last few months, my eyesight is getting worse and worse rapidly.
Okay.
More up close than distance is still very good.
Okay.
And so, yeah, be able to see clearly. And I'm also still having, we talked about this on Monday, I was on a call and it's almost like I have a throbbing on the bridge of my nose.
Right.
I've had for a couple of months. Not sure if that's related to what's happening with my eyes, but yeah, sometimes I have very strange pains in my eyes, like almost like, like something's being stuck in it or something. So they're doing some funny things, and I don't know if it's I'm processing energy through my eyes or what.
Okay.
But yeah, I like to have more clear vision.
Okay. So what I'm hearing is the clearest possible vision and no more discomfort in your eyes or the bridge of your nose. Is that kind of covering it?
Perfect.
Yeah. Okay. We'll leave the rest of them. Okay. So are you ready, Monica, to do this?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to start with your invocation and then I'll lead the rest of the group in their part. So everyone else just watch while I work with Monica. So Monica, close your eyes and just feel your body as it is. You have your baseline awareness?
Yes.
Okay. So now you're going to talk to your higher self and the allies. Repeat after me out loud, please. Spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Divine allies.
Divine allies.
Maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Including the best possible vision.
Including the best possible vision.
And the elimination of all pain.
The elimination of all pain.
In my eyes.
In my eyes.
And around the bridge of my nose.
And around the bridge of my nose.
Let this be so to the greatest extent.
Let this be so to the greatest extent.
That serves highest good.
That serves highest good.
This or something better.
This or something better.
Good. That's all of it. Now relax and just become passive now while I lead the group. Everyone else, if you would please repeat after me out loud if you can, silently if you must. Spirit that I am. Divine allies. Please flow the energy through me for Monica's highest good, including maximum healing of her eyesight and all pain in her eyes and near the bridge of her nose. Let all this be so to the greatest extent that serves highest good. This or something better. Thank you. That completes the group invocation. Everyone now, Monica and everyone else, please become completely passive. The more passive we all are, the better this is going to work. Monica, your passivity allows the healing energy to come do its thing for you. Everybody else's passivity lets them be a simple hollow reed. I will assure everybody that your passivity will allow your higher self and these beautiful divine beings to flow energy through you to Monica far more effectively than you could do it from the ego through willpower or effort. So I invite you to just relax and let the energy come through on its own. Yeah, are you feeling that pretty good, Monica?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you just relax and receive. No overwhelm can happen under this protocol. Your higher self, the divine allies are paying very close attention to this whole process, and they're making sure that you only get as much healing energy as you can do. Without getting overwhelmed. It may be intense. It won't be too much. You and anyone else in the hot seat, if your body needs to shake or vibrate, if you need to cry, make sound, move your body in big ways, if it wants to move, all that's fine. And it may be still and silent. Just whatever the body wants to do, I encourage that because the body knows how to release and we're wise not to get in its way. So Monica, you just relax and let the energy flow. I'll narrate my empathic perception of what's happening. Yeah. So are you getting a pretty good shakeup of energy there in your body, Monica?
I really don't usually move, but I'm feeling the energy moving.
Good. Inside you?
Mm-hmm. In my head.
Yeah. Yeah. So what they're doing is they're stirring up energy. The things you've asked for, they're now kind of taking that energy that was dense and clotted and thick, and they're stirring it up. And when they get it stirred up enough, they will flush it. And I'll let you know when I perceive that happening. So Monica, you just stay as passive as possible, please. Again, your passivity allows the healing to work for your greatest benefit. What I do want you to do, Monica, is just notice where the challenging energy is and just hold attention there. Use the least effort that allows you to feel what's happening, the lightest touch that gives you the awareness. Other than that, please be completely passive. Okay, good. Now you feel that heavy energy starting to leave your hands and your feet. Any awareness?
I'm feeling it go out of my feet. I also had a movement or sensation in my heart chakra a little while ago as well.
Yeah, they will do related things in other areas as needed to facilitate the healing. So they can work anywhere. They can work multiple things at the same time. So just hold gentle attention wherever the phenomenon is strongest. If you can hold it in all the places at the same time, and that's easy, that's okay. That's a little more advanced. Most people, I encourage, just put your attention in the strongest area of healing. But if you can just almost automatically and easily feel all of it at once, that's fine too. But only if it's really easy and natural to feel it all. Otherwise, just focus on the one thing that feels strongest, okay? There we go. Now you feel that big flush happening? Now they're flushing out. They started up big, and now they're clearing a bunch of that heavy energy that's related to the healings that you requested. So just let them flush it all away. And I'm feeling that others now are receiving their highest good healing. This always happens on this event. Those who are holding space for Monica live or on the recording, you might notice that you're starting to get some healing yourself. And you don't have to specify the higher, your higher self and these beings already know what healing you most need. So you can just relax and know that even as you're being a holoread conduit for Monica or whoever is in the hot seat, you will, you know, at various points in this call, get healing of your own. And I feel it already happening for the group. Yeah, sweet field, actually. Sometimes those who are able and willing on this call, live or on the recording, will have heavy energy flow through them from the person in the hot seat. And that's a privilege, in my opinion. So if you notice that happening, just relax and stay passive. If the allies assign it to you, they'll take care of it. So your passivity will also guarantee that any service you're doing to another by processing their heavy energy will happen easily, smoothly, and there will be none of it left behind when they're done. But again, it only happens if you're willing and able to do that. The allies are watching everyone very carefully, and they're, you know, calibrating each person's experience quite carefully to make sure everybody's highest good is served on this event. Very, very skillfully orchestrated. So I'm starting to feel some sadness or sorrow. Are you noticing any of that, Monica?
Not at the moment, but I sure generally do, yes.
Okay. All right. So you may, sometimes I'm a little ahead of the hot seat person. So if you feel any sadness or heavy emotion coming out of your heart chakra, just feel that along with everything else. I'm feeling it flushing. And what sometimes happens is others are able to do a piece of the healing for you, and you may not even be aware of it. The allies will do whatever serves your highest good. And sometimes they say, you know what, she's better off not even having to feel that. We'll just assign that elsewhere. So that may be happening as well. Are you more conscious of your light body now, Monica? You feel a little bit more like an energy being than you did when we started?
I don't typically get that sensation with, I want to say yet, with these invocations. I've just been doing them a few weeks.
Okay, Monica, my question is, are you feeling it right now?
A little bit.
There we go. Yeah. So when I ask, I'm only concerned with this moment, not the past. So good. Yeah. So my empathic perception is there's increasing awareness of the energy in and around you. Is that true?
Yes.
Good. Yeah. That's a natural byproduct of the healing. So you can't really have an effective healing of this nature without having a little bit more awareness of your divinity. So I talk about this as the great onion of consciousness. A layer peels off of darkness, exposing more light down to your human self. So that is what I'm perceiving happening here. So just relax and enjoy the nice side effect. Just curious, at this moment, are you feeling more like a being of energy than a being of solid matter?
Half and half.
Okay, good. You're on your way. So good. That always, usually, when a person has a strong healing like this, they end up feeling more like energy than solid matter. And your body doesn't look any different to an observer, but your more awakened consciousness perceives it all differently. When you awake more, you perceive everything as energy more than solid matter. So it's just a shift of perception. So you're doing beautifully. You're releasing well. You're having the kind of process I would normally see with a good healing round. So you're right on track, Monica, and doing really well. So just stay passive and let the healing progress. You're doing beautifully. It feels stable. Are you feeling the process still underway, Monica, or does it feel kind of like it's settled down?
It's still a little bit underway, but there has been a big shift, yes.
Okay. All right. So we'll give it a moment to kind of settle down more fully. But I feel like they've peaked and they're kind of wrapping up here. So just stay passive, let them do whatever serves your highest good. Yeah, I'm sensing that that deeper awakening you had is now being integrated into your body. So just relax. They're giving you a new higher baseline moving forward. So you now just are naturally going to be a little more awake than before you did this healing round. And that's obviously a wonderful thing. And they're doing this for a few others on the call as well. So anyone who's having a similar experience, just enjoy. Does that feel pretty stable there, Monica?
It does, yes.
Okay. Any noticeable difference in your eyes or your the bridge of your nose since we started?
There's a lot less pressure
Oh,
in
good.
my eyes and my nose.
Okay, good. So good. I'm glad you're noticing a tangible difference. That's great. Okay. All right. I'd say they gave you what you asked for then. Well done.
Okay, thank you, Benjamin, and everyone.
Yeah. And again, I can't guarantee they got it 100%. They did what they could in the time allowable. So again, any work you, if you feel like it's not fully done or you're still having some symptomology, you know, keep doing your own healing work on it. And but they've at least given you it, you know, if they got it all, fantastic. If not, then they give you a great kickstart. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for kicking us off in the hot seat, Monica. Super grateful. Okay. Is there anyone else here who has never been in the hot seat before? If so, jump right in to unmute yourself. Last call for anyone who's never done the hot seat before. I'm going to make my phone be quiet.
Hello.
Ah, Apoorva, hello.
Hello, Benjamin.
Hey, and I know you, I would have recognized if you'd been here before. Welcome.
Thank you.
So the way we work, as I said, is you just tell us as concisely as possible what you would like to be different by the end of of your healing round, if possible. So what would you like to be different if possible by the time we're done?
Okay, mostly what I would like to be different is that I would like my anger and aggression to be reduced.
Okay, anger and aggression reduced. Okay.
Yeah, lately I've been feeling more of anger, aggressive and impatient energy through me.
Okay. All right, we'll see what we can do about that. Okay, thank you for sharing that. Okay, so are you ready to call in your own healing first?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you tell if you're in embodied awakening right now or not?
Yes, I think so. I
Okay.
feel that.
Okay, good. So that's a great start. Okay, so please repeat after me. And am I saying your name right when I say Apoorva? Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yeah, it is correct.
Okay, good. Thank you. Okay, so please repeat after me, spirit that I am,
Spirit that I am.
divine allies,
Divine allies.
maximum healing
Maximum healing.
that serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
Please clear all anger and aggression
Please clear all anger and aggression
that do not serve highest good.
that do not serve highest good.
This or something better.
This or something better.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now become completely passive, and I'm going to lead everyone else in their part. Everyone else, please repeat after me out loud if you can, silently if you must, live or on the recording. Spirit that I am, divine allies, please flow the energy through me to serve Apoorva's highest good. Please clear all his anger and aggression that do not serve highest good. This or something better to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. All right, everybody, go chill, be passive. Once again, Apoorva, just please be fully passive and just let the energy come to you. Everyone else, just relax and be fully passive and let these beautiful divine beings flow through you to Apoorva for his highest good. Apoorva, are you already feeling that incoming current?
Yes, I'm feeling a very strong current.
Good. All right, so you just chill. As I said earlier, it's being customized for you. You are not going to get overwhelmed. Please open fully and just let it come. Yeah, this is a, and anyone who senses it, you can feel how different this energy is than the first round. It's so obvious that they're customizing it for a Apoorva. So you just relax and let that saturate you. I'm already feeling some sorrow and grief come up. Yeah, I'm definitely getting the sense the anger is from a much earlier age. Trauma suffered, and at that age, anger, aggression was the best possible response that you could have had in that moment. And that part still thinks that's the way to deal with it. So please allow yourself to feel whatever challenging emotions come up, sorrow, grief, whatever it may be. Some anger may come up to be cleared too. And just feel it all with no inhibition, please. Feel it 100% with no filter. And in this container, if you're able to feel whatever the challenge is one last time, Apoorva, then you can fully release it. Ah, you have a lot of energy flowing out the hands, right?
Yes.
Yeah, just let it flush. That's all that heavy energy leaving for good. Whatever you flush out your hands, whatever, is not coming back. So good. Just chill and let the magic work. And I'm also seeing everyone else on the call receiving whatever energy serves their highest good. I'm actually getting more of a sense of light energy, high vibration energy coming to most other people on the call. So whatever your experience is, just let it be what it is. Ooh, yeah, the vibe is really interesting, really high, actually. So whatever your unique experience is, whether you're Apoorva or supporting Apoorva, just please relax and let it be what it is. And Apoorva, there's some noise coming from your environment. So would you be cool to mute until you actually speak?
Yes, sure.
Okay, thanks. All right. Oh, yeah, that's going really high. Yeah, I'm feeling really celestial here. So Apoorva, I'd be curious to know right now, if you'll unmute, are you feeling more of challenging energy release, or are you getting into a pretty high altered state right now?
Actually, when the healing started initially, I felt a lot of current entering through me. And as you were speaking, I also felt emotional also. And good. I felt energy in my throat region. So I thought I was feeling grief. So even right now, I'm processing some of the energy. And also in my stomach area, I'm feeling some sensations.
Oh, good. And is it a mix of challenging energy leaving, but there's also quite a bit of euphoric energy in the mix also?
Yes.
Yeah, I've felt good. So you're doing great. Just please stay passive and let it keep running. I'm going to go. And I'm not that whatever that noise was, I'm not hearing it so much. There it is. Okay. So again, just to save everyone's ears, let's go ahead and mute you back until I have you speak again. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, everyone, just stay relaxed and. Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is, for most of us, this is a big bliss field. Apoorva, of course, is getting the challenging energy that's needed to be flushed. You have to feel it to heal it. There's no way around that. But even Apoorva is feeling a lot of that nice energy too. So just everyone relax. Those who are a little more sensitive, you may notice there's a big old blended field now where at a higher level, we're all just blended together in a beautiful ball of energy. Even balls too concrete. It's just a field of energy. So just go with your experience. Enjoy that bliss if you're feeling it. Anyone who's feeling some heavy energy processing, just be as open to that as the nice energy. On these calls, it's helpful to just be unconditionally open to whatever you feel challenging or blissful. So I'm feeling a what it feels to me like a peaking of the healing. So Apoorva, if you would unmute again, and are you feeling also sort of a climaxing of this energy right now?
Yes, actually, I felt a lot of tears also.
Tears?
Yeah.
Good. So again, you do whatever you need to cry, make noise, move your body, shake, vibrate. It's all good. Just please let your body do whatever is needed. Okay.
Okay.
And it's just you're still, I feel there's still a lot of energy coming through, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So you just let it keep coming. You're doing great.
Thank you.
Okay. So I'm going to mute you back. I'll check back with you shortly. Okay. All right. Everyone just relax into that sweet field. And I'm definitely feeling a beautiful blessing coming to everybody on this call right now. Again, live or on the recording. So I think for most of us, it's a bliss ride. Just enjoy whatever you're feeling. If it is challenging energy, that's fine. Just be with that as well. Okay, Apoorva, would you unmute again, please?
Yes.
Are you experiencing a deeper, I feel like you just went to a deeper awakening, a new level of awareness. Has that been happening?
Yes, yes.
Good.
Actually, I could trace this energy back to my teenage years. So okay. Some of the... I would not say that I remembered exact events, but yes, I had a general sense and feel of some of the events in my of my teenage.
Good. Okay. So those images are coming up as the healing energy processes, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So to the best of your ability, it's okay to note the thoughts or images. Those are all part of the mix. But the more you keep your attention on the sensations in the body, the quicker all that stuff is going to heal. When we do healing rounds, attention to the feelings tends to create the best outcome. Once we're all done, you can go back and contemplate thoughts and images all you want. But while we're in the process, again, don't resist any of that. It's fine if that stuff wants to come up. Just put your focus on feeling the best you can. And that typically gives the best healing process. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So, is there right now, is there more challenge or more euphoria in your experience at this moment?
I think there is both. I feel more of contraction in my stomach region right now.
So is the challenge still a little bit stronger than the bliss?
No, I think bliss is stronger than challenge.
Okay, good. So you
my head is very cleared.
Okay.
Hmm. and I feel contraction in my stomach region, and I cried also.
Good. You're doing great. So just let it keep running. I think you've passed the peak. And once you get to where it's more bliss than challenge, then you're on the home stretch. So they're going to work you a little bit longer. So just maintain your passivity, let them complete the cycle in their own way. But they are mostly done. So you just relax and just keep
it. Is it okay for me to open my eyes? Because while I was speaking to you, I opened my eyes.
It's up to you. You have to do what you want. If you're able to do that, just notice if with your eyes open, you are losing some of the inner awareness. That happens for me when I open my eyes. So since the attention, it needs to be inward, for most people, having eyes open removes some of the attention from the inner process. The brain's wired mostly for vision. But if your eyes can be open and you can still be fully present with the process, that's fine. Just test for yourself what seems to work better for you.
Okay. Okay, I've closed my eyes now. Thank you.
All right. And just to clarify, when you're just doing embodied awakening, I mean, you can do that eyes open. That's designed to be with you eyes open. But if you're in an intense healing process like this, where we're really putting the attention inside, then I recommend eyes closed if at all possible. Yeah. Feel how they're putting that energy into your body now?
Yes, I think my contraction has reduced.
Mm-hmm. Good.
It has reduced a lot.
All right. Beautiful. You're doing great. So they're gradually, they're taking their time, but you were very expanded there. And now they're taking that new spiritual consciousness and they're integrating it into your physical body the best they can. You know, they're stretching you a bit. They'll never overwhelm, but they're giving you a pretty significant upgrade here, it feels like. So just let that energy soak into your body.
Yeah.
You can feel that sweet new energy in there, right?
Yes.
Yeah, just let him do it. As always, you can't have a meaningful healing without a corresponding awakening. So they're just they're kind of putting the closing touches on that. So just stay with it. Ooh, yeah. There's a little bump up right there. Is that complete? Does it feel like they just put a bow on it? Yeah. Okay,
yes.
Good. All right. So
Thank you, everyone.
Good. When we started, were you feeling any anger or aggression when we began your healing process?
Actually, I'd never been on the hot. In fact, this is my first session with this group. So when you invited it, okay. I've just joined the membership yesterday only.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm curious. So when possible, after we've done a healing round, I like to check the work if that's possible. Can you kind of feel in to see if you're noticing any difference with that whole anger aggression issue? Do you notice any difference now that we went through the process?
Yes. I think a lot of my anger, it was coming from grief. There was grief. So mostly I felt grief during this whole process.
Good. Yeah, good. So that should help that. Now, at the same time, let me make the point that anger is not always bad. In a certain context, anger is the very best emotion to have come up because anger allows you to set boundaries. So if someone is trying to take advantage of you or violate you in some way, sometimes anger is the very best thing to have up because it's the anger that can drive you to say, no, you can't do that. So anger is not necessarily bad, but we don't want to have it be there chronically when it's not appropriate. So anger is a good emotion to have in your toolkit to come up when appropriate, but obviously you don't want it to be chronic, in which case it becomes toxic. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, good. So I just wanted to make that clear. It took me most of my life to learn that. I always thought, oh, anger is bad, but no, anger has its place in the right moments. Okay, good. Okay, do you feel complete with your process, Apurva?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you so much for volunteering. I really appreciate you stepping boldly in and taking the hot seat. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Okay. Do you have any questions before we move to the next person?
No, not at the moment.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for joining and thanks for jumping in and participating with us. Okay. Is there anyone else who is brand new to the hot seat who would like to jump in? Last call for anyone who's brand new to the hot seat. Okay, looks like we got all the newbies out of the way. Anyone who hasn't been, oh, wait, Tina, another newbie. Hi.
Yes. Hi.
All right.
I have extremely bad. Oops, let me turn off my thing. Yeah, there we go. I have a really bad toothache. I don't know if we can do anything with that or not.
But. We can try. Okay. So toothache, and on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being excruciating, 0 being no pain at all, what number would you give the toothache right now?
9 at the moment. It was a 10 all last night. I was in tears all night. So.
All right. But right now it's a 9, right?
It's about a 9, yes.
Well, let's see what they can do about that. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So please repeat after me, spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Divine allies.
Divine allies.
Maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Including maximum pain reduction.
Include maximum pain reduction.
And healing in my tooth.
And healing in my tooth.
This or something better, thank you.
This or something better, thank you.
Okay, did we cover the request?
Yes.
Okay, you relax, be passive. Everyone else, please repeat after me out loud if you can, silently if you must. Spirit that I am. Divine allies. Please flow the energy through me. For Tina's highest good. May the pain in her mouth be eliminated and its root cause healed. To the greatest extent that serves highest good. This or something better. Thank you. Okay, everybody now relax, go passive. Oh, so you just got hit with quite a bit of energy there, didn't you, Tina?
Mm-hmm.
Are you just relaxed and let it come in? Remember, you cannot get overwhelmed in this process. The allies will only let as much in as you can handle, but they're definitely opening a large stream of it. It's like feels like kind of a fire hydrant level energy. So you must have great capacity. So you just relax, they're getting your whole body, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah. So again, they, for whatever reason, to help that tooth, they got to work a bunch of other stuff too.
I think my tooth was just the reason for me to ask for the help. I think it's my whole body.
All right. Maybe so. Well, we did say this was something better, didn't we? Okay. So mm-hmm. You just relax and let the energy flood, and you just kind of passively feel whatever's happening and just passive otherwise. Of course, everyone else already knows to be fully passive and just let the energy come through you for Tina. And already, I mean, everyone's getting energy now. It's a round robin already. So everybody who's hearing my voice live or on the recording is both being a conduit for Tina, as long as you're not Tina, and you're receiving energy for yourself too. So just relax and let all the magic run. And as I said before, these allies know exactly what each of us needs, and each of us is getting that exact experience that serves our highest good. So just relax and let it all run itself. Nice shift right there. I just felt a strong bliss field establish. So right now, Tina, are you feeling more challenge or more euphoria?
More euphoria.
Yeah, that was a really noticeable. You just relax. So in order to receive the healing, it looks like they're going to take you to a deeper altered state. So you just relax and just enjoy that sweet energy. Frequently, a deeper altered state is the necessary prerequisite for a deeper healing. So we'll just see what they're up to. That's usually what they do, but You never know. We'll just watch and see what they're up to this time. Are you starting to feel some sorrow or grief there, Tina, coming up?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So that's related to the healing. I invite you to just feel that sadness or whatever's coming out fully. No resistance, please. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's deep sorrow, isn't it? And others on the call may be feeling tears in their eyes or feeling sorrow themselves again. Yeah. If you need to cry, you just go for it. Don't be shy. We're all holding space for you here. Yeah, feel it completely. Please don't hold back. Be fully present. Then, there you go. There you go. You've held that grief long enough, dear. Just let it out. So, my experience, I'm feeling the sorrow strongly, but there's no suffering. If you're in awakening and you're holding someone, you can feel their challenging energy. Be fully present, and there's no suffering with you as the space holder. You don't even have to know what you're releasing. Just let it go. I'm feeling some others on this call are releasing some of their sorrow too. If that's okay, that's great. Let your sorrow come up too if it's needing to heal right now. Everyone be open to whatever challenge or bliss you're feeling or whatever combination. Feel how you just went to a higher awakening there, Tina?
Yeah, it went time for me to fly.
There you go. So the standard great onion phenomenon. When you clear a layer of the onion, you wake up some. So yeah. Yeah, see how vibrant your light body is and how that awakened part of you has got its eyes open and it's like alert now. It was kind of asleep before, but now that you release the grief, it can come awake. Do you feel what's happening?
Yeah.
You feel, yeah. Am I making sense?
Yeah, you are.
So are you present as that awakened light being within you?
I'm not quite, what do you mean? Okay. I think I'm very aware.
Okay, I'm feeling it's almost like an angel inside you.
Yeah.
A being of light, okay. Its eyes open, yeah. Alert, and looking around. Are you aware of that?
No, but I feel like there's definitely, I feel presence around me.
Okay, so that's what I'm visually describing is that you that you're now more aware of. It's like you've awakened to a new aspect of yourself. Does that feel authentic?
Yeah.
So just rest in that new awareness,
yeah.
This next level of you that has come to your awareness.
And my pain in my tooth is not there anymore.
The pain is gone?
Yeah.
We'll take it. That's great. Okay. Yeah, the pain,
well,
you said it right away. You said, oh, I think the tooth was just an excuse to get me into this other process.
Because I know, yeah. There's no doubt. Well, because 2 years ago in 2 days, my partner that I took care of passed, and 2 weeks later, my dad did.
Oh.
And I've been dealing with it the best I can, but and then just all the other stuff that comes up when you have all that grief, like the unworthiness, like all that stuff. And I really felt a big release tonight. very big relief.
All right. So a lot of grief after your past part.
Because I find myself letting it go and not, and then not, like, I stopped myself crying, and tonight I let it out.
Yeah, that's important.
So thank you so much.
You got to grieve. You can't hold that stuff back and be healthy. Yeah. Grieving is so important.
Yes.
Yeah. So, is there
actually just started. I came on here Monday night, and I've been on here, like, I've just gathered late every time. And tonight I'm like, every time he has to raise a hand, I'm like, I'll do it.
Good. Okay. So I'm curious, do you feel the healing process complete now? Is it, or is it still running? What's happening?
No, it's still going.
Okay. So let's leave a moment longer. I feel like you've passed the peak though. And I feel like they're kind of,
Yeah, I do too. Yeah.
So let's give them time to end it properly. We're not in a rush. Yeah. And lots of other people are getting healing right now too. So it's not like others are receiving benefit during this time as well. So everybody's winning here.
Great.
And so Yeah, my sense is that new layer of consciousness is like layering around the outside of you. It's like a new layer of energy around your perimeter, sort of.
That's funny you just said that, because that's exactly what I felt.
Yeah. So just let that settle in. That's interesting. Usually it integrates into the body, but they've given you a new outer layer of energy. That's so interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they know what they're doing. Okay.
Yeah, they do.
just let it integrate. It needs to interface with the rest of you and kind of, merge with the other parts of you as much as it wants to, at least develop a strong, nice connection with the rest of you. So let's just let them fine tune that for a moment. There, does that feel solid?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you feel complete with your process, Tina?
Yes, I do. Thank you so much.
And
thank you, everybody.
Is there still no pain?
And everybody else.
Yeah. Is there still no pain?
Yeah. I mean, I'd say maybe there's a one, but okay.
But way less, right?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I couldn't even barely talk before. So yeah.
All right. Well, we'll call it a successful round. Well done, Tina. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Okay. And I'm just so excited that there's so many new folks on the call tonight. And I feel slightly bad that none of the regulars have been in the hot seat yet, but I always feel like it's important to let the new people have a crack at it if they haven't done it yet. All right, Tina, thanks again. Is there anyone else who's brand new who's never been in the hot seat before? Last call for any brand new hot seaters before we open it up to anyone else. All right. Looks like we got all the brand newbies. Anyone who has not been on the last two most recent calls of this nature, feel free to step into the hot seat now. Again, if you weren't here the last two times in the hot seat. So again, that's specifically if you weren't in the hot seat the last two times. You're welcome to step in now. Last call for those folks. Anyone who simply wasn't in the hot seat the last time would like to be in the hot seat, you're welcome now if you'd like to unmute. All right, the politeness interval has passed. Anyone who would kind of like to be in there, but they were waiting for someone else, jump in now if you weren't in the hot seat the very last time we did this and you'd like to be there. Last call for that. All right, open season. Anyone who wants the hot seat? All right, Laura, hey.
Hi. Okay.
So,
just do it. Oh my God.
So you know the drill. What would you like to be different by the time we're done, if possible?
That's the problem. I don't know, but they want me to do this. So I'm just like...
Do you want to just do a highest good healing?
Yeah.
Okay, we can do that. Okay. All right. So, the Alice is saying, we want to do this for everybody. So this is... Laura will get all of what she needs, but This is for everybody now. Are you okay with that, Laura?
Yeah.
Okay, again, I promise you'll get your full measure. Okay. So, wow, they're changing the protocol. So we're going to have, Laura, you're going to be the one unmuted, but I want everyone to do the same invocation at the same time. We're all going to be equal in this, even though Laura is the one on mic. Okay. So I invite Laura and everyone to do this with me right now. Please repeat after me out loud if you can, silently if you must. Spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Divine allies.
Divine allies.
Highest good healing.
Highest good healing.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
Starting now, thank you.
Starting now, thank you.
Let me both receive highest good healing.
Let me both receive highest good healing.
And be the conduit.
And be the conduit.
For the highest good healing.
For the highest good healing.
Of everyone else on this call.
Of everyone else on this call.
Live or on the recording.
Live or on the recording.
To the greatest extent that serves highest good.
To the greatest extent that serves highest good.
This or something better.
This or something better.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's go. Oh, you didn't say let's go, Laura. Come on.
Let's go.
Okay. Everybody, relax. They're smiling. I sometimes hear the higher beings laughing and having a good time up there. It's a big party up there sometimes, so they don't mind humor. All right. Woo! Here it comes. Everybody just relax and let it run. Passivity, openness, let them do their thing for you. Am I correct, Laura? You're getting plenty of juice?
Yeah.
All right. You just relax and let it come. Oh, wow. Huh, interesting. Laura, they're communicating because you're well on your way to being a more powerful healer for others. That's one reason they want you to be a receiver and a transmitter all at the same time.
And they know I don't want to hear that.
Maybe so. Anyhow, just relax and let it run. I'm just the messenger, dear. Woo, that is strong. Yep. One thing they're trying to shake up is that part of you resisting your higher mission here. So they're unburdening some of your wounded parts. Can you feel that, Laura?
Not really.
Yeah, well, they are. Just relax and let them run. Yeah, they're communicating to me. They're working several of your wounded parts at the same time.
Fantastic.
It's like IFS on steroids for you without verbalizing it. So just relax and feel whatever you feel, okay? And everyone else is getting their own specific healing for whatever they most need. So everybody, please stay passive and just let it flow. Because you're passive and the allies are doing it for you, it is not a problem to be the receiver and the conduit simultaneously. The allies can do this very easily. It would be confusing for the ego. That's why the ego's not doing it. It's just letting it run. Whoa. Just went more peaceful. Everyone just relax into that. That energy is so unique, I don't even know how to describe it. Just feel it. And say that it's subtle. Now I'm feeling the vibration going all through my energy body. So yeah, it's kind of like I was going to say an x-ray, kind of like just feeling it inside you, but it's a healing x-ray. Kinda. Yeah, this it's kind of like a searchlight beam, kind of looking inside each of us, finding out where is the area that needs the most healing. They're kind of scanning to figure out where to focus themselves. It feels like they're still scanning, so let's let them do their research. And now I just felt a whole vibrational shift in the body. Now they're activating the customized healing for each person. And they're encouraging absolute passivity. Just they're saying, please just let us work. Be just as willing to feel discomfort as euphoria or any combination thereof. Yeah. They're still working it strong and subtle. Laura, are you feeling that energy pretty strong still?
Yeah, it's like a. It's always like a tightness in my chest. It's like, erg.
You're good. Just be with it. Just to the best of your ability, just be present with whatever's happening. Know that if it is uncomfortable, it's for good reason and it will not last very long. Yeah, I'm starting to feel some good hot release out the feet, a little out the hands. Do you feel that slow flush starting, Laura?
Yeah, I feel it in my hands.
Good. Yeah, just let that flush out. And I'm sure others are feeling something similar. Oh, yeah. I'm feeling sludgy energy releasing out of the heart chakra, old kind of gooey, tarry kind of stuff. Just let whoever's feeling that, just let it flush. Oh yeah, that's so old, kind of stinky too. Just let it go. Yeah, I'm getting the image of like a La Brea tar pit. Whatever that gooey, viscous stuff is, whoever's feeling that, just please let it go. Don't worry about what it is. You don't have to know. Just let it ooze out. Once again, those who are willing and able are processing some of that on the behalf of others. So just let it move through if that's you. And now I'm feeling some of that new euphoria as the heavy stuff comes. Laura, did you just hit a new awakening right there?
I have no idea.
Okay. Just go with your process. I'm hitting one. It feels good. So what's happening here is really subtle. Everyone just relax and just be with it the best you can. Getting more peaceful. So Laura, are you feeling like you're still in process or is it more stable? What's your experience right now?
I felt like this like energy expansion. Oh, they're playing the Alleluia song that the nuns and the Sound of Music sing. I'm just like, are you kidding me?
Sounds good to me.
I'm laughing, but yeah, it's good.
So are you feeling like you're still strongly in process or more like you're complete? What's the sense?
I think I'm complete.
Okay. So everyone else, take a moment and check your own experience. Do you feel in process or complete? My sense is most folks are pretty done. If you need more time, of course, you can take it. And Tina jumped in a little while ago. She said, so much gratitude and love to all. I have needed this for a very long time. Oh, so glad to hear that, Tina. Well, thanks for letting us know. All right. And the allies would now like to do just a full on kind of what we just did, really, but just one more round without anyone as a specific focus. So that was the last person in the hot seat. They want us to do that one more time, but just have it be equally for everyone with no particular person as the focus. So one more time, I invite everyone to repeat after me, spirit that I am, divine allies. Oh, highest good be done. And that's it. Relax and just let that run. Might be healing, might be awakening, might be combo. Just let it be what it is. Just highest good be done. And there's all kinds of stuff happening here. Everyone's having a unique experience. So I'm not going to try to narrate that. Just relax and go with whatever's happening for you. Just do be fully open to whatever is happening. Try to do that without preference. The allies would love everyone to be at zero effort, completely passive, just allowing the process, whatever it may be. Oh, yeah. That's opening us all to a deeper experience. Thank you. Ooh. I'm big, just pass through really quickly. Relax, open to whatever's happening. It feels like they're wrapping up. Y'all may be feeling a little more physically embodied. There was quite a bit of out-of-body experience there, but now they're bringing it all back together and integrating all this good medicine from this entire call into each of our bodies. Customized for each one of us for exactly what we most need. There it is. Allies, thank you for these extraordinary blessings. We'd now like to share the wealth. So please transmit this good medicine out to all other beings on Earth or anywhere in the universe whose highest good will be served by receiving it. Please send it along now. Thank you. The allies are sending it. Or we humans just have to relax and let it run. And you individual humans might notice some very significant and wonderful energetic shifts. When we share, we actually end up with more, because the sharing is done from the infinite supply of the source. So relax and feel that lovely vibrational shift as we share with other beings. Starting to feel pretty stable. Let's give it a moment to soak in. All right, that feels good. I'm going to close the container and then we'll open it up for any questions or comments. Well done, everybody. That was amazing. Pachamama Mama Kia Wirakocham Inti. Thank you, allies. What a wonderful evening. Thank you so much for your beautiful support. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this event, live or on the recording, please remain with them for as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you so much, allies. So grateful to you. Allies, as we close, go if you must, stay if you will. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate? And to whom? Okay, the container is closed. If you got to go, that's okay. If you'd like to hang around for a moment and participate in or listen to questions and comments, the floor is open for any feedback you want to give us live on the mic or type in the chat if you're on the live call. Yeah, Lauren.
So normally I feel really like euphoric and joyful,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like there's like a ball stuck in my throat and I'm having a hard time swallowing,
Okay.
which is like unusual for me.
Yeah. I recommend just doing a healing invocation and focusing there.
Okay.
I mean, they'll clear that pretty quickly if you want to do that right now. Again, we're not going to put the focus on you, but if you'll just do that and let them work it.
Oh, yeah.
And as we're about to close finally, then jump in and let me know how you're doing right at the end, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, thanks for letting me know. Okay, any other questions or comments? I see that Autumn typed, thank you so much. You're welcome, Autumn. Apoorva.
Oh, hello. Hello, everyone.
Hi. Good to see you.
So I feel a lot of relief right now.
Oh, good.
And I feel a lot of light energy, and throughout the whole process, I also felt a lot of grief while We were sending healing to Tina, I think. Yes. So that time also I cried a lot.
Oh, good, good.
So it has been a very wonderful release for me.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you. I'm so glad you're joining us. All right. Thanks for the great feedback, Apurva. I'm very grateful. All right. Anybody else have a question or comment? Faye typed, fabulous energy, everyone. Thank you. With a heart. Thanks, Faye, for the feedback. Anybody else got anything? Ooh, they're sending a little more nice energy to hold us while we're doing our wrap up here. Oh, wow. Can y'all feel that sweet vibration coming in? Bonus. All right, it's getting quiet. Anyone else got anything before we wrap it up for the event? Roberta, hi.
Hello. Just wanted to say great, wonderful, big energy tonight. And just wanted Tina to know I cried right along with her.
Oh, thank you, Roberta.
And I'm not sure it was mine.
I can't even tell myself anymore. I just go with whatever shows up. Hey, thanks for the beautiful feedback, Roberta. Anybody else got feedback or questions? Wow, the energy is getting so strong.
Yeah, Benjamin?
Monica, hi.
Well, I just wanted to report back that the pressure is almost completely gone from my eyes.
Oh, good.
And I also, you know, I had a pretty bad day feeling, you know, sad and depressed most of the day, and I feel wonderful now.
Oh.
So just wanted to give you that feedback.
Oh, I'm delighted. Thank you for letting us know. All right. Sweet feedback, Monica. And Richard typed, great session. Thanks. Thank you, Richard. Any other questions or feedback from anyone? All right, last call for anything before we close the Zoom call. Yeah, they're bringing us out with that amazing energy. Thank you, allies. All right, that's a wrap. Big thanks to everybody. Lauren, would you let us know how you're doing? If you don't mind unmuting and giving us an update.
Yeah, there was a big wave, a big release. It's still sore, but it's not like hard to swallow like it was before. Like I was really having a hard time swallowing.
So you feel like it's resolved, but there's a little after soreness? Is that what you're saying?
I'll probably do another invocation. Yeah, because it's not all out there, but it was like I just started crying and. Yeah, something's trapped there, so I know I need to work on that a bit.
Do you want a quickie group support, or do you feel like you can do it on your own? What's your need right now?
I mean, I don't want to take up. I mean, that it would be helpful to do like a quickie group, but I mean, no, it's already 8:32, so.
No, the allies. The allies are recreating the container just for you. The container is in place. So anyone who's willing, please repeat after me, allies and spirit that I am. Highest healing energy to Lauren. That serves highest good, please. There. And now this won't take long. They're going to do it very quickly. Lauren, you feel that energy coming in?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just let it come. And where in the body are you feeling this?
the energy coming in.
Or where's the problem?
Feels like, oh, the problem's in my throat.
Okay, so focus there, because where you put attention is where they're going to put most of the energy. There you go. Yeah, I feel that. It's kind of like a lump. If you're inspired to vocalize, that will help if you're naturally called to do it, even just a tone or something. If not, it's okay. Oh, is it flushing now?
I think so.
Yeah, I'm getting a strong release out the hands and feet. Are you feeling that?
Oh yeah, my feet are all sweaty.
All right, they're clearing it. Yeah, that was a sticky one. Getting it. Just stay with it. Stay with the awareness in the throat.
Yeah, it just came out of nowhere.
It's okay. It's all good. It's all perfect. Yeah, that's a fast flush now. You feel how quickly they're taking that out?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, just let them do the high. Yeah.
Okay, how's it in my calves?
Okay, good. How's the throat feel now?
I'm sorry.
How does the throat feel now?
It's easier to swallow.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't hurt. Before it was like, I'd say an 8 out of 10, and now it's like a 1 or 2.
Okay, give them just a moment longer. Attention in the throat again, please. And just say, next round, please.
Next round, please.
All right, here they come. This isn't just for you, dear. A lot of people are being helped by this.
I felt that.
Okay, how's that now?
Yeah, I'm shaking a bit. Okay. Or a lot.
Okay, I feel it. Yeah, let it flush. Is it still running?
Yeah, I'm still shaking.
All right, let it run. Feel like we're getting near the completion point, though, so just let it run a moment. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, there's that altered state. Naturally following the good healing work. Just enjoy that euphoria.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Okay, what's the status now?
It's still a little sore, but like overall, I feel a lot better. And yeah, I definitely feel like I took something on and just got clogged up. And
yeah, so mostly it feels like you stepped up to take that on for someone else and then pass it along to the earth. So
yeah.
That was big divine service you just did. Well done.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Impressive. Well done, Lauren.
Yay. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
All right, cool. All right. So I think that is a wrap. So are you good, Lauren? Are we good to close?
Yep. I'm gonna work on it a little bit more on my own. And I thank you, everybody.
The allies are going to stay with you until you finish your process. Okay. So they're gonna
awesome.
Help you particularly. Okay. Other than that, we're good. We're closed. Roberta, is something you wanted to say?
I just have a question. I had a spontaneous, like a deep belch when we started doing that.
Yep.
Is it possible that she needs to cough something out rather than continuing to swallow it?
She'll do what she needs to. Your belch was part of your contribution to the healing process.
Okay. I just wondered if maybe the continuing to swallow was holding.
I have been trying to cough it out as well.
Okay.
So it's cool. A little bit of both.
Okay. So maybe that was what I picked up on. That's fine. Yeah. I just wondered.
Thank you.
That's a good question. Laura and I assume that you're just allowing your body to do whatever process is inspired as part of the healing round. Is that correct?
I am.
Good. Yeah. So Roberta, she's good. She's letting her body do what it needs to do. And your body, you know, I sometimes when I'm supporting others, I'll cough, I'll belch, I'll fart. You know, I don't know what's going to happen, but I just let my body do what it needs to do.
I just didn't know whether I was getting the message that it needed to go the other way. So that's why I was checking.
Oh, no, I'm glad you did. And it sounds like she was fine.
Good. That's all I cared about.
Good. Thanks for checking in. I love how we all watch out for each other here. This is so beautiful. And Laura typed in, thank you, Lauren. That was awesome. So she enjoyed that healing round bonus. Okay. All right. I think we are actually done. Lauren, take all the time you need after we close to complete your process. And wow, they're saying another best of, so it'll go in there. So thanks, everybody. So grateful to each and every one of you. Thanks for being in the membership. Thanks for hanging around a little extra to support Lauren's process. I'm so grateful each and every one of you is here. And tomorrow night, Thursday night, we will do community support, I believe. So show up there if you want to hang out with your fellow members and get some good support for whatever you're going through. And I'll see you there. Good night.